Well, first of all, why don't you tell me your names and tell me where you're from.
Well, I'm Jimmy Shane, and this is my wife, Carmen Shane. We're from Node, Wyoming, which most people have never heard of, but it's 10 miles east of Lusk on Highway 20. I've lived there around the Node area my entire life, and Carmen and I have lived on our ranch since 1957. We've been happily married 55 years. We have two daughters. I can't quite claim to be a Wyoming native. I was born at Fairbury, Nebraska, which is in the southeastern corner of Nebraska. But my folks moved to Wyoming when I was 5 weeks old, so I tell people I got here as quick as I could. And I've lived in the Node area ever since. We're ranchers down there.
I am a Wyoming native, born in Torrington, Wyoming.
We were both 4-H members in our younger days. Our parents on both sides were 4-H leaders. We were leaders for a number of years. Our two girls were in 4-H when they were growing up. Now they're, well, one, Joanne's son, Monty, is in 4-H now. He's 14 years old. Our other daughter, Brenda, her son and daughter both were in 4-H, but they're both married now. And so we've been involved with the 4-H program for many, many years. We got interested in history, mostly around the Node and Lusk area. And so several years ago, we just started gathering some pictures and research through all the old Lusk Herald papers for any history that we could come up with on Node. I might back up here just a minute and say that Node was 100 years old in 2010, and we had a big celebration, had something like 150 people there, and had a great time. There is very little left there now except the, well, we call it the Node Church Building, School Church. It was built in 1914. It was built as a congregational church set in the town of Node. But the homesteaders were the reason for Node being built in the first place, and a lot of them didn't last too long. The town actually only lasted about 10 years. So when they started moving out, well, the town folded. And when it folded up, the churches did too. So in 1924, the school district bought the building from the church, and they paid $900 for it, and they hired a man by the name of Frank DeCastro to move it probably, I'm going to say, a couple of blocks, city blocks. It's a fair-sized building. He moved it with one horse, one man, and a winch. They paid him $250 to move it. It was used as a school from 1924 until 1972. Now it has reverted back to being used as a church. Actually, our post office closed in 2007. But we have a pod of boxes there now that we get our mail in, so we still get our mail. When the post office closed, they took our zip code away, though, so we have Lusk zip code. We still use the Node address, but anytime anybody puts that zip code in a computer, it'll come up as Lusk. But we've still kept our identity of Node. There used to be about a dozen businesses there. There were two lumber yards, a hardware store, a cafe, a pool hall, dance hall, two churches, a grocery store, post office. There was a stockyards there that loaded mostly sheep and cattle out of to go to either Omaha or Sioux City. There was a lot of cream shipped out of Node on the railroad to Alliance and O'Neill. In the earlier days, I don't remember this, but they processed a lot of turkeys and put them in barrels and shipped them out of there. And I don't know, I think they went clear back on the East Coast. We were are interested in history, and last year Lusk was 125 years old, and Niobrara County was 100 years old. And so we gathered a lot of pictures of the old businesses and wrote up stories about them and had a booth at our Niobrara County Fair. Well, this year, with being the 100th state fair, we were asked to bring that up here as a booth and display it, which we did. We've also are working on another book of the 49 Blizzard, and we have lots and lots of personal stories, a lot of pictures. We had hoped to have it printed before now, but we knew we had some material in there that was copyrighted, and so we thought we better check into that, and found out that one magazine wanted $900 to use their material. So we've been debating on that, whether we can justify that or not. So we hope to have it printed this fall.
So what are some of your best memories and some of your best moments that you can recall just growing up in Node?
Well, of course, I started the school at Node, and I went 9 years there. They had two years of high school, depending on the number of kids. But when I finished my ninth grade, that was the last grade they had there. So I went from there into LUSC, then graduated from LUSC in 1953. And then about that time, they consolidated the county and changed the name of the school to Niobrara County High School, built a new school. And Carmen was in the first class to graduate from the Niobrara County High School in 1955, and both of our daughters started to school at Node and then graduated from Niobrara County High School. The town was founded in 1910, and the Node Ranch was there, which at that time was one of the largest ranches in the state of Wyoming. And there, the Node Ranch brand was a knot called a Node, and that's how it got its name. Frank Lusk, the founder of Lusk, was a partner in this Node Ranch at that time. Actually, there was a railroad stop at Node as early as 1891 that had the Node Ranch name on it, on the little depot there. But that was before there was ever a town or ever a post office.
Why don't you tell me just some of the most memorable stories that you have about Node and about living in Node?
Well, of course, I say we lived at Node. We didn't actually live in the town. We live on a ranch 4 miles from Node. But in going to school there, time I started, I think there were around 45 kids in this rural school.
Why were there so many kids there?
Well, there were just more people lived on the land in those days.
Small homesteads.
I guess one of the most memorable things I have about going to school there at Node was they had a large merry-go-round about 12 foot in diameter. Oh, I think we could get maybe 30 kids on that merry-go-round at one time, and it would swing back and forth as well as go around and around. We had a lot of good times on that. Well, until the school board decided it was too dangerous, and so they welded braces into the center pole, so it would just go round and round and wouldn't swing back and forth. And then, of course, we had a real tall swing set, and we would pump up in those swings as high as we could, and then just about the time it got to its highest height, we would bail out and see how far we could bail out of there. And as far as I know, nobody ever got a broken bone or anything out of it. Oh, I might add, in the church building that's there now, like I said, it was built in 1914, and we still have the original pews and a pump organ in there.
Is it still an active congregation there? Or is
yes.
Yes, sometimes we have 20, 25 people there. Niobrara County is the least populated county and the least populated state in the nation. And I think, if my memory serves me right, we have an average of about one person per square mile. So to get 25 people at this little country church is doing pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
I think that's...
Well, thank you both for coming in. Thank you for taking the time to share.
Well, thank you. We appreciate telling our story. It's nothing fantastic, but we're in good health. And I say we've been married 55 years, and we're proud of that.
Excellent.
Like what we're doing.
Yep. We love ranching.
Very good community that works together. We're still, the neighbors help the neighbors and works well. The node was very fortunate to have very good teachers for a country school that some of the kids from Lusk, their parents brought them every day because if they had a special need, and some of them just needed
a little individual attention
and to keep them really, really busy. And those kids have done excellent, have had super jobs. Mm. It's well kept and still used.
Great. Well, thank you both once again.
Thank you.